as it is well known that the opinion of Maran, Shulchan Aruch, is that En Bishul Ahar Bishul Belach. On Shabbat, it is forbidden to return liquidy items back onto the fire, the blech, because once it cools down and you reheat it, that's considered as if you're recooking. There's a difference between reheating a dry, solid item, where Maran holds En Bishul Ahar Bishul. On a dry item, for example, let's take rice or chicken, where it's cooked already, Maran holds you can't cook a dry item twice. So therefore, there's permissible ways, which is not the subject now, to reheat it. But when it comes to liquidy items, once they cool down, so if you're going to put it back in the permissible ways, it's going to be considered cooking. Yesh bishul ahar bishul belach. So our question was, and is, what if the item is primarily a solid item, but it has some liquid on the bottom of it? For example, some roast that has some gravy on the bottom of the pan, or peas that sometimes has some liquid, or yebra that sometimes we eat on Shabbat that has some liquid on the bottom. Would it be permissible to put that back on the blech in permissible ways on Shabbat? This is a great machloket amongst the Acharonim, and it all stems from an interpretation of the Bet Yosef, and it all stems on how to read it and what the text is. Basically, the opinion of the Minhat Kohen, which is the primary opinion on this subject, wants to learn from the Bet Yosef that so long as the majority food is a solid food, we don't care about the liquid that's on the bottom of it. We go according to the majority. If the majority is yebra, and you have liquid on the bottom, 60% yebra, 40% liquid, let's say, according to the Minhat Kohen, based on his understanding of the Bet Yosef, he said it would be permissible to put it back, to reheat it on Shabbat, like it's permissible to reheat all dry items. The fact that it has some liquid on the bottom does not change it, and it's been permissible. This opinion of the Minhat Kohen is taken lahalakha by Hacham Avadya Yosef in many places. As we pointed out last night, Hacham Avadya himself, in one place in Yahaveh Da'at, writes clearly that it's permissible, like the Minhat Kohen. On a tape, in a shi'ur that he gave, he wavered. He said, it's not so simple. But then, in his last book that he printed, in Yabia Omer Chelek Tet, he writes clearly, and that which they're saying in my name, that I retracted on this halakha, is not true. He says, my strength then is like my strength now, and therefore I'm still being lenient, like the Minhag of Yerushalayim, that if there is primary dry item and it has liquid up to the majority, up to Rov, of course if it's Rov, then of course it's Asur. But if it's Rov, Yavesh, with Lach, it will be permissible. That's the opinion of Hacham Avadya. Now we cannot deny the fact that Hacham Ben Sion argues. Hacham Ben Sion holds that in order to return an item back on Shabbat, it must be totally dry. Like a rice, like a kibbeh, like a lahmaji, where there's no liquid at all. Of course, we're not discussing over here the liquid that's inside the item. Every item has some moisture inside. We're not talking about that. We're talking about what it's sitting in. So Chama Vadya has to be totally dry. And the truth of the matter is, Chama Vadya will agree, and he says, of course, it's better to be mahmir, since it is a machloket, and the proofs can go either way. Therefore, Chama Vadya himself and his son in Yalkut Yosef, anytime he writes the halakha, says, "Va mahmir." To only put back dry items, therefore the halakha, if you have a goy, a maid in the house, certainly let her put back the liquidy items. Let her put back the stuff on the blech that have liquid. That's an easy way. Everybody would agree to that solution. And it's an easy solution. The maid's there anyway, so instead of you putting it back on, if it's a totally dry item, then you don't have to worry about it. But if there's some liquid on the bottom, yebra, roast, etc., in the case that we said, better let the maid take it and put it on the blech for you. In the case where you don't have the maid, those that are lenient to return these items, so long as it's not the majority liquid, you can be lenient like a chamavadya. However, those that are machmir, tavla alehem berchatov, only to return totally dry items on Shabbat.